The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel can be hard to hear. It can be very hard to hear. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. We love our parents and our children. This is a natural thing to do for us humans. So this scripture can be especially difficult to hear. But it is clear, Christ must take first place in our lives while all other relationships have to take a back seat. He's not telling us not to love our parents or our children, but that we must love him more. But if we pause a second and reflect on what this actually looks like and what this entails, it does make sense. Conceptually, imagine a triangle with God at the very top, and then you and anyone else you have a relationship with on the other ends. If you want to get closer to this other person, you got to get closer to God. And so the closer we go to the top of the triangle, which is God, the closer we move together to the other person as well. So the closer we are to God, the closer we're going to be to each and every other individual we come in contact with. And what this does is it makes for a happier, healthier, and holier relationship. Another way we can think of this is with an acronym. We all are after a lasting joy. That's what we want in life and for eternity is joy. But if we think of it as an acronym, as J-O-Y, it kind of gives us an idea, starts to give us an idea of how we should order our priorities of relationships. J, Jesus, we put Jesus first in all things if we want true joy. And in second place, we put all others, so O, others. And then in Y, in the last place, for you. So Jesus, others, and then yourself last. And if we can orient ourselves to what the gospel wants instead of putting myself first and then others second and Jesus last, if we flip that and make it joy, Jesus, others, you, we're going to be following the gospel, and we will have that joy in our lives.